Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Well, you guys know my adorable little doggies, George and Roxy. They are getting bigger. And guess what that means? There's more things to wash for them. Now I got towels, I got dog beds, I got toys, especially the little pig that they keep fighting over. It's crazy. And guess what? As much as I love them, it stinks. Have you guys heard of OxiClean Odor Blasters? It's the laundry booster specifically formulated to work on all of your stinky, smelly laundry. I know it's not sexy, but it's just the truth. What OxiClean does is it rids clothes, linens, and laundry of stubborn smells and stains, returning them to a clean, fresh-smelling state again. So now my darling little doggies have a beautiful clean bed and towels, and the pig is finally fresh and clean and beautiful. Oh my gosh, isn't that so crazy? I have always loved OxiClean, but OxiClean Odor Blasters, this is a game changer. If you have everyday stink concerns, this is the product for you, because OxiClean Odor Blasters is specifically formulated to tackle the toughest odors in your home, not just cover them up. Work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Back with Lindsay.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. All right, so we cliffhanger. Cliffhanger yesterday. But wait, before I tell you the cliffhanger, you guys, time is running out. If you want to get be in the running for the gift bags, five people are going to win. They're worth over $500 a piece, including a pair of designer sunglasses. All you have to do is go to iTunes and leave a five-star review, say what you love about Heather Dubrow's World, and become a subscriber if you're not one already. Okay, that's all you have to do. That's it. And we're going to be announcing the winners on May 6th, I believe. Okay, good luck. All right, Miss Lindsay, the cliffhanger.
Tell me.
So you were telling me yesterday that your friend is a concierge at Las Ventanas, which I had no idea. Why have I not known this in years? Yeah. And this is what I want. So do you know I put my Christmas lights back up?
You put them back up to have all – you said that you wanted them all year round.
So I did, but then, you know, Matt from the Christmas Kings at some point was like, so are you ready to take them down? I'm like, oh, okay. And then I hired a horticulturalist, Tom, to come to my house and do like, do you remember that my, you know, I have those two big palm trees in the front of my house?
Yes.
Well, one of them was dying.
Yep.
Like dying. And these palm trees, first of all, are a fortune. Second of all, to find one that would match, and then you have to get a crane. It's like a whole big to-do. And the poor thing was sick, and he fixed it. Tom Carrasco. He's a horticulturist. He's so fabulous and the nicest man ever. And so he came over, like literally injected things in my little tree and took care of him and got him back to health. And so I had him sort of walk around, and he did sort of a health check on my things. And he was like, you know, you have a lot of disease in your trees and your roses aren't growing because you got, you know, animals coming in. You could just put a little teeny fence around the perimeter and this and that and the other thing. And I was like, wow, okay. And then he's like, you've got too much water here and not enough water. I went, okay. So he assessed everything, fixed everything. And he talks to my gardener now and like tells him like add a little more water. Don't, you know, because I love my gardener's the best. No way, he's my man. I love him. Anyway, so now I've got this great system. So I had them take the lights down because he was sort of fixing all my tree health.
Yes.
My trees are now very healthy. I have a couple of things that need to be replaced, but I'm waiting for them to find the right one. So in the meantime, I decided to put them back up. I thought I told you this right before Passover.
No.
Yeah. So when we did the hibachi Passover, we were outside and all my twinkly lights were on.
And they're all white lights.
It's funny. They're kind of, you know, Matt, he like did a different thing like 2 years ago. They feel like some are white and some are almost bluish white and yeah. Some twinkle and some don't. I don't know. They're cool though.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I put them back up and I love them. Here's the thing. At Las Ventanas, they have these lights on their trees. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to compare it to like a pussy willow branch.
Okay.
And they're literally bendy and they wrap around the tree branches. Mm-hmm. So I found, through Las Ventanas, I found the name of the vendor they use. But it's not really understandable to me what to actually buy and how, because they look like they're separate strands. And I saw the guys putting them on the tree once. So I watched them do it, but I don't understand how they all connect together and how are they on a system on and off. So I really need someone local to figure this out for me, see what I need to buy, because I'd like to take the Christmas lights down.
I see.
And put these on my trees as a permanent installation.
Yes. Very cool.
So it's almost like I said, it's like pussy willows. So the lights aren't Christmassy looking. It's soft and mellow and just like ambient and stunning.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to get. So maybe your friend can help me.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I'll tell you, I always get inspiration from hotels for design. Always.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. And do you take pictures and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take pictures. That's how I designed my kitchen table here. I was looking for a vacation spot and I saw a hotel suite in Anguilla, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the base of the table had these metal bands wrapped around it. I was like, that is so cool. And yeah. I took a picture of it. And when I needed a kitchen table, I was like, oh, what if I did something like that? So I designed, it was inspired by the base of their table and I did it with, you know, the wood stained like my beams and wrapped it in metal. And then I did a granite top and put that riglet detail that I like around the side of it. And that's how I got my kitchen table.
Very cool.
I love stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Did you see that Ellen DeGeneres has a new design competition show?
Oh,
mm-mm. Yeah. So, you know, she's got like a really successful clothing company. And I think she also has furniture and lighting and all this. And she loves furniture. And so it is a furniture design competition.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Okay, back to the other thing. So where were we right before that? Oh, so I need my trees for sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you think, like we were talking about yesterday, do you think that people should call before any trip?
I do right now.
You're right.
I think that you look on Yelp and know maybe what landmines you might, you know, just look in the last, you know, month, because it's all changing so much and some places were closed longer than others. But I definitely will. I would look on Yelp, see what issues people have had with it. Cause, you know, as you know, most people go on Yelp when they have a complaint, not
right. You know, that's the thing.
That's the hard part. But you know what I've done lately, even if I do, is I leave a Yelp review for everyone that's been awesome. A restaurant, a retail store, a vacation, even. And you know what I do? I do it right in the moment. Because before I'd be like, oh, you know what? I want to wait till I'm at my computer. I want to do this nice long thing. But then half the time or 90% of the time, I would never get to it. Yeah. So now I do it right then and there. Like I'm sitting in the parking lot, you know, so-and-so is who helped me at the store. She, you know, because things are just so busy. But so I always leave Yelp reviews now. Always.
That is very nice. I'll start doing that too. I think that's a great idea. And I also think when you make the call in the beginning, even if there is no Yelp review on the place or you haven't done that, I think the point is, and I'm just sort of thinking out loud here, mm-hmm. is to be positive also. Like, because I'm thinking we're going to a new hotel in Cabo in May.
Right. Yep.
And so I'm thinking maybe I'll call mm-hmm. and say, hey, want to let you know we're coming and we're trying out your hotel for the first time. Usually we stay at Las Ventanas, but we're coming here and we're looking forward to it. Could you tell me a little bit about the prop? Like maybe just make a connection.
And I'm telling you, if they pair you up with a concierge, which is a service that they have anyways, I think that, you know, it just makes you, it just gives you more organization and a person before you get there. I think, yeah, I think it's perfect.
It's always good to have a name before you go. And I think I told you this, but the room I got at this place has its own pool and it's on the sand. Yes. Because I want to be able to play my music and just, yeah. I don't know. I guess I think I'm so freaked out about the fact that Victoria is leaving that I feel like it's like my last hurrah. Is that crazy?
Are you going for 2 weeks?
I would like to go for 2 years. So, all right. So just to recap, Danielle. Oh, so I'm throwing a little lunch for Victoria this weekend.
Oh, how sweet.
She didn't want a bridal shower.
Yeah.
You know, Victoria is very, she's like not girly and she also doesn't like a lot of attention on her mm-hmm. and doesn't like the pomp and circumstance of things, but appreciates a moment. Uh-huh. And so that's why, I mean, I think a lot of people had asked me why I took her dress shopping and her mom wasn't there. And I don't know if people know this, but her parents had moved to Texas a couple of years ago. And her sisters aren't here. She literally had no one and she was going to go by herself to the bridal store. And I'm like, even if you want to do that to find your dress, which she did, I go, let's have a moment. And she was so sweet about it afterwards. But I did it her way, not my way. I did it her way. I said, hey, why don't we do would it be okay if we go here and here, like two places, and then we could just have lunch. You know, have you ever been to the Ivy? Have you ever been here? You know, like whatever. I talked about it with her. So when I talked, I'm like, you really don't want a bridal shower? And she's like, I really don't. She's like, you know, it's not my thing. And I don't have friends like that. And I don't want people to have to buy me gifts. And I go, okay, I get it. But then I said, look, I would really like to do something. I don't get to hang out with you at the wedding, you know, and I feel like, you know, you're like a daughter to me and I'd love to have a moment with you. I go, can we just, you know, do a lunch? Doesn't have to be a bridal shower, but just like a simple, like do it at Javier's, invite a couple of friends, Danielle can come in, you know, it'll just be us. So that's what we're doing.
At Javier's.
Yeah.
All girls.
There's eight of us, including Max. Max is in the wedding. Coco's annoyed she's not invited. I think Kat is too. I'm like, okay.
They're younger. It makes sense.
Yeah. And she has a few friends coming and Danielle. So it'll be eight of us. And I think it'll just be really nice. And I made it super simple. Like, I mean, there's a favor, but the favor is really simple. And everything is just simple.
Yeah.
No big hanging anything. Like I really, nothing, no nothing. Yeah. Just stuff on the table and that's it. Because I know she wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Love it.
But I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, so she's getting married. All right. So Danielle moved to Miami right before the pandemic and she's now engaged. And I think she's going to get married next year at this time. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't been with us for a little over a year, but she'll come back sometimes, you know, if I need her, she's awesome. And so now Victoria's getting married in May and then she's going to med school in the fall. Mm-hmm. So, but she's basically, I mean, I think she's going to come back for a few weeks after her honeymoon, but then she's basically done. Mildly, I don't know. It's funny. I'm at such a weird in-between stage where I need help and I don't.
Yeah, but with four kids and you guys both being so busy, how could you not? Or, you know, just on weekends when you're doing something with Kat and Coco has a birthday party, or I mean, for things like that.
Well, so it's really a lot of it. You know, my default is always to Coco because she's the youngest. Mm-hmm. So when she needs me, I'm with her. Mm-hmm. Kat, you know, likes to be with her friends. The biggest problem is driving Kat places.
That's the hard part.
That's the hardest part. And then, you know, if Terry and I want to go away or we want to, you know, have
I don't know. That's the only thing I have to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess what you book ahead of time and have one of the girls help if they can, but you have to be able to have the flexibility to go to Vegas for a night or.
Yeah, I don't have that right now.
You have too many kids to not have that backup.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah.
But aren't the twins old enough to be there with them? I just don't know if I'd be comfortable. Not that I don't trust them. I actually trust them implicitly. They're super honest and they're trustworthy and they're responsible, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have you left them with Coco and Kat for an overnight, like one kind of quickie?
I don't think so.
But if you go out to dinner or whatever, that's fine.
Oh yeah. And we would even, we've gone to LA. Mm-hmm. And I've told you this, and the kids have picked up the younger ones and handled all that. Yeah, but we haven't slept out. I would be okay going to LA for a night with them all here. Yes, 100%.
And Coco's texting you, like, you're very connected. It's not.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. It would be going away for a weekend, but like, I still feel like I have, like, I could call Danielle and say, hey, we're going away this weekend. Would you come in? And she would do that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Huzzah! No, I don't have anything cut on my throat. Huzzah! Have you not heard of Huzzah? Oh my gosh, you guys. Huzzah is a bold probiotic seltzer with benefits because things are heating up for the summer and you have to know about Huzzah. Sunshine season is coming up fast and you can start celebrating now with Huzzah. Because what it is it's got added probiotics, 3 grams of sugar or less. And Huzzah, it tastes like sunshine in a can. Everything's more fun when you feel your best. And that's why Huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzer to help support a healthy gut. Tasty and exhilarating when chilled, but non-perishable, so you can actually store it at room temperature. If you want to experience these bold flavors that pair perfectly with a picnic or a backyard hang, all at just 3 grams of sugar or less per 12-ounce can to help you feel your best before diving into summer. Pump up your senses with 3 vibrant flavors, all low on sugar and calories. There's raspberry lemon, 5 calories, strawberry and hibiscus, and juicy pear. That's actually my favorite, crisp and bursting with flavor, only 3 grams of sugar and 15 calories. I love that one. Amazing. Get your cooler ready and stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer using code WORLD for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code WORLD for 20% off at drink, H-U-Z-Z-A-H, H-U-Z-Z-A-H, Huzzah, drinkhuzzah.com.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
We were having a talk with Nikki last night because we were talking about, can't remember if you and I discussed this already, but we were talking about our trust and everything. Because, do you guys have a trust where your kids go and all that?
Yeah.
We've talked about this. So did I tell you that we're going to change our trust?
No.
So the twins are turning 18. Right now, it's like, if something happens to us, where do the kids go? They go to my sister and then my this. Da, 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 da. There's like all these provisions. But once the twins turn 18, it's kind of a different story.
Right. What does it even look like? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, that's what we started having conversations with them last night and talking about responsibilities and what would they be comfortable with if something happened to us and how it would affect their lives if they had to, be in, legal guardians for Kat and Coco until they were of age and what to do with our finances and how to handle things and, all that.
Yeah. Cause they're old enough to where they would be responsible to, wow, that's a crazy conversation.
It is. But when Terry and I were talking about it alone, we were like, oh, he can handle this. She can handle that. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about this. And they have support from our team, and all that and other family members, of course. But then I said to Terry, I'm like, we really need to talk to them because God forbid something happened to us. I wouldn't want them to be like, whoa, they want us to do what?
Right. Yep. Have the conversation.
Yeah. So we started having those conversations. Very interesting.
It is interesting. you're really on the death planning lately. After our last podcast, I went and I was like, I need something. I'm going to go get my favorite smoothie. I'm going to blast some loud music. It's all very important and very realistic. Oh, but it's also so heavy on the heart.
I know, but I just feel like it's one of those things, like when you're prepared,
yeah,
you don't need it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, whenever you have an umbrella in the car, it never fucking rains.
Never. Never does. Yeah.
That's just the way life works. So I feel like if you are prepared and you have everything handled, you should be just fine. By the way, I plan on being around for many, many years to annoy all of the children. No big deal.
That's right.
So tell me about Presley's party.
Presley's party was fun. You know, this
it was so cute.
Thanks. Yeah, we did a little Cloud Nine theme for her turning nine. And my new thing lately, I feel like just in general, I tend to hurry to the destination just in general. So I just told myself lately, I'm going to enjoy the process as much as the destination of everything. And it really worked well for me. It's crazy how when you just shift your kind of approach to things, how it's so different. So when things kind of got complicated or it was something I didn't want to do for the party, I just said, scratch it. We won't do that part. And she did a lot of it with me because it was exactly what she wanted. It was exciting for her. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool. I had bigger party rentals, do a big tent in the front courtyard. It was a 40 foot by a 10 foot. I normally do by 15 feet, but I wanted it to feel a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
And to be honest, not have so much to fill.
Right.
And it was cool. The whole party was in a tent. We had a photo booth and a cotton candy vendor. And then I had a whole bunch of little tables with activities. And
yeah, what were the activities? I couldn't tell that.
So the activities, you know what's weird is some years they do all the activities and I could have had more. And this year I felt like it was just like a bonus. Like I spent so much time doing them and they could have just done without them. But it was good to separate the kids. So I got Cloud tote bags from Forever 21 and they did fabric markers and put their own. Because I like to have something. You know, you told me this one year at the Happiness Project, you're like, everyone's getting at the charity event in December, everyone's getting all this stuff, but they have no place to put it.
Right.
So kind of since then, I always do like some sort of bag. So they decorated their own bag. I had Cloud slime kits. I had little rainbow pinatas with iridescent fringe from Target that they filled with candy to take. We did Cloud Jello. So like you do globs of blue Jello, then globs of Cool Whip. I did a photo booth. After they went in the photo booth, they decorated their own little picture frame. What else did we do? I did mysteries, like kind of like Play-Doh, but like that fluffy, kind of like kinetic sand, but it was like cloud-like. I put little prizes inside, so they had to close their eyes and find it through the little mystery cloud.
Oh, that's cute. I like
it.
It
was cute. And they were mostly all like self-sufficient stations, so the kids could kind of do it on their own. And it was neat. Two kids would go and have a moment and do one thing and do another. And then I put a lunch table. Lately, at the parties for the girls' ages right now, I love a little lunch that's kind of set up like adults with the glasses and the thing. And they all sit and have lunch together.
The food looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was really pretty. It was really, really pretty. They kind of
Did they eat?
Yes. They ate tailor-made cuisine. Local caterers who I love did all rainbow-themed food. And the kids ate. The one takeaway I think I would do is I would still do the catering for half. And then I would do the other half, more like low-budget food. So because everyone, like they like the fruit skewers and things like that. But it was more so for the adults. So she did peanut butter and jellies with iridescent glitter.
Why? Were the parents there?
Some parents stayed because Presley only invited six friends or seven. I know it was like a pretty setup, but that's all she wanted. And I made the mistake in past years of saying, no, you got to invite all the girls from the grade.
That was smart.
Yeah. You know? And so she was like, with COVID, she hasn't been able to play with anyone from any of the other classes.
Right.
And then there were two kind of siblings that came that were in Stella's grade. So Stella had someone to play with because I wanted the siblings to be included.
Right.
And so it was very small. super small group. But it really works. So yeah, I think some of the parents stayed just because it was such a small group and the parents are kind of friends. So the parents ate more of like the pretty food. Right. And then the kids had the peanut butter and jellies and the fruit. But yeah, it worked out great. And then Brooke did the desserts, which were awesome. She did a cloud cake with a rainbow. I did mostly white. Like I wanted it to feel like a white party with little.
It did. It was so fluffy and pretty. It was awesome. It was one of my favorite ones you've done.
Really? Thanks. It was just different, you know? And I think the best thing that I've done lately is I just try to do, I've always tried to do this, but I feel like I haven't nailed it, is try to do exactly what would be so much fun for the kid at that age. Mm-hmm. You know, like as they get older, it's fun to really talk with them and plan out what they would have the most fun.
It's funny. I was looking at the party and I was thinking, cause Coco is so not, like a crafts kid, you know, all my kids have been different.
Right.
And you and I always talk about how she's the fourth and like Stella's your first. So, you know, what the twins would have done longer, she won't do kind of thing. But she's never been like crafty like that anyway. She's always been like the kid that had the party at Pump It Up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it was funny because I was looking at it and I was thinking, huh, I wonder what age do you not jump? Like at what age, what age do you not have a jumper? I don't know that I know that anymore.
I know. And I'm surprised they still love to jump.
They do.
And there's these cooler, like the company I use is called Bounce Couture. They're like wedding, you know, people, this whole new thing of people having bounce houses at weddings, even if there are no kids at the wedding.
I know.
Because they're beautiful white ones.
The Kardashians started that whole thing. It's like a three-walled house. The fourth wall's open. They set up, a lot of times they'll set up the photo thing in front of the bounce house so you can get like jumping pictures and the whole thing. And then they put like balloons or flowers or whatever all around it and make it all gorgeous. Yeah, it's super pretty. You're right. It is a more adult bounce house thing. So it makes it less like kid-like than like squeezing through the little mesh door, and, right?
Big basketball on the top and all the cheesy
slide
colors. Yes. I think
I agree with you. I think even teenagers can use those.
Yes, it's the evolution of the bounce house. And I like something like get up and be active and laugh and move around.
What are you going to do for Parker's birthday?
I don't know. Craig is very big on like, he's a dude, keep it simple. I'm like, I don't really know how to do it halfway though.
Well, what would he enjoy?
I mean, he's so cute. He's just like, that party was so fun. I want a cloud nine birthday. Like a cloud nine fourth birthday child. Now I got to think about it, but I'm liking these more like unexpected themes. It just feels more memorable. Yeah. I like the unexpected theme. I don't know what that is for a 4-year-old.
I don't know. He likes riding those cars so much. It would be fun to get him like on a racetrack.
Mm-hmm. I know. You really have all your birthdays all together. I kind of have them like a little nice and spaced out. I have April, June, and November, which is like good spacing.
Yeah, that is good. Well, if you're looking for like the craft version for him, you know, they have that, those people that come that bring those cars.
Oh,
it's really cool.
Okay.
I'll have to go take a dive into, I hired them a couple of times for Nikki, but they're like motorized cars on tracks. And they bring the tracks and they bring the cars.
I haven't really seen that.
Oh, it's so fun. They love it. And then they keep charging them and handing them new cars and they put them on the track and they race each other. It's really fun.
Huh. And do you need a lot of space for it?
I mean, you could do it in your backyard easily. Yeah.
All right. I like
super
that.
Super fun. Now, what's the Mother's Day plan?
I have no Mother's Day plan. We had such a great time at the Montage brunch on Easter. I was thinking about doing that again, but then it kind of feels like the same thing. Our anniversary this year, worst planning ever, is on the same day, May 9th. So it's like the 2-in-1.
You just need to, I told you, we talk about this every year. You need to go out for your anniversary on Friday.
Yes.
or a week before even. Why not? Give it some breathing room.
I like a weekend in Cabo. We should do a weekend in Cabo the week before. Oh, well, that's next weekend. That doesn't work. The weekend after.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey guys, have you heard of Strands Hair Care? Oh my gosh, this is so cool. So this is what you do. You get the Strands starter set and it includes a free home test kit valued at $199. The test kit allows you to give essential hair, scalp, and environmental data the chemists need to build you your custom formulas. And then based on your test results, they build a custom formula with active ingredients perfectly suited for your hair and environment. You get 5-cent sample cards, including one unscented, so that you can pick your scent. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus paraben-free, phthalate-free, SLS, SLES-free, sulfate-free, no mineral oil, totally color-safe, and there's a gluten-free option available made right here in the USA, cruelty-free. Visit strandshaircare.com today to order your Strand starter set. And just for my listeners, be sure to use my special promo code DUBROW, D-U-B-R-O-W, for 20% off a one-time purchase at strandshair.com.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
What are you going to do? What did you decide on?
So, okay, well, I have a plan, but I just don't know if it's a good plan.
Okay.
So I'm going to take everyone to Tiffany.
Okay.
It's not really open, but it's kind of open. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take everyone to Tiffany because I think it's so beautiful. And I think Terry's mom will love it.
Yeah.
And I got her a gift from there. And I got something for all of the kids because I wonder if I could talk about this or will one of them listen to this?
You got them a gift for Mother's Day?
I did.
Oh, okay.
So I got, should I talk about this or do you think they'll listen?
Talk about it after. If you think they could listen, talk about it after.
No, I don't think they'll listen, but I just won't post a picture of it. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, or this is what I ordered. They had these beautiful black luggage tags at Tiffany. So I got one for everyone in the family with their initials on it. And then I got my mother-in-law this really pretty necklace. And so what I like about it is when we sit down at the table, everyone will have a blue box.
That's cute.
In front of them. But the reason I got it for them, I got it for the kids because you know how we're always talking about how I feel like I'm, you know, creating these independent, healthy, functioning humans. And that's my goal. And it really is my privilege to raise them and watch them fly. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, here's a tag for your luggage to take on your journey to the next moment, wherever that may be. And so, I don't know, I just thought it was like a fun thing for me to give to them. Mm-hmm. So I got them all that. And so we're gonna sit there, but they're doing just like a traditional tea.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they'll eat that. And this is where it becomes like dicey. So I'm like trying to see if I can add any food or, you know, but I don't want to stress their kitchen out and because they're not really open, but kind of open. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I can add to it.
I think you should definitely add to it because you don't want to leave. And then everyone's hungry.
Well, so my other plan was this, and everyone sort of nixed this plan. My other plan was that we would just do like tea and not eat there and just sit and do cards and presents and whatever, and then go over to On Key. But I think that's a bad plan. I think two places is a bad plan. So I think what I'm going to do is I got to text Ari today. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask her if I can bring in Petrosian caviar and smoked salmon for me and then see what I can get them to make for the kids to make it bulkier.
Yes. I think that's smart. I think if you went to a second place, it would be not enough of a moment. Yeah. Like not enough to do. And the Tiffany moment is so unique and special. You go to On Key all the time.
Right. So I think that's what we're going to do because like my other thing, you know, we always end up going to Nobu, which is great. And I love Nobu, but what ends up happening when we sit there is that I'm the one that has to order for everyone. I don't want to work. I just want to sit somewhere. And then I mentioned something came up about Mother's Day the other day, and Terry like kind of rolled his eyes and it irritated me. So I honestly, totally passive aggressively, I don't want a gift.
Oh dear.
No, I really don't. I understand this is passive aggressive. I don't want anything because if you don't want to get me something, don't.
Right.
It's cool. Get it when you're in the mood to get me something. That's totally fine.
Just in passing, like, could it have just been his mood or headspace at the moment? Or was it like a real annoying sigh?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. Felt.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mother's Day is special to me. You know, as we all do, I love my kids so much. And that's why I came up with the tags. Do you think they'll like the luggage tags?
I think that's a great idea. And something they'll keep.
And by the way, they're stunning.
Oh, I bet.
They're just black. And I put silver initials on there. Silver. And I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
And I like the meaning behind it and the whole thing. And then Heather Hall, who is a host at Shop HQ, mm-hmm. gave me these books for Mother's Day, four of them, yeah. a couple of years ago. And it says, What I Love About Mom. And when you open it up, it's all of these things. Each page is a different thing. Like, I love when you call me blank. I love remembering when we blank. I wish I had gotten your blank. Mm-hmm. I love that you still blank for me. You know, it always makes, here, let me get you. I love it. All right. You have the most beautiful blank. I love how you have such a strong blank. If you were a holiday, you'd be blank. I mean, it's sort of like really cute. And they always write me, you know, the card is the most important thing to me. And they always write really nice cards. But I thought this is like a mini memory book.
Yep.
And I just thought it's so cool. And I love Heather. And I love that she gave these to me. And I've had them and I was waiting for the right moment and I wasn't sure. And then I thought, you know what? This is what I want this year. I want everyone to fill these out. So I'm actually giving them these today because I want them to have time to work on them. I don't want this to be something that's like done in 30 seconds, yeah. you know, a half hour before we go and they scribble yeah. it all together. I would like it to be thoughtful. So I don't need a gift. I want my kids to fill these books out. Mm-hmm. I want to sit at Tiffany because it's so beautiful and I want to have caviar and I want to drink champagne and I want everyone to be in a good mood. And then after that, that's it. We'll just sit there and we'll do that. And that'll be Mother's Day.
So nice.
You think?
Yeah. So nice. So will you have to have a dinner after that? Like if it's kind of like a light-ish lunch, do you plan something else for the rest of the day?
Well, you know, my kids are old enough that they like will Postmates for themselves and they'll whatever. And I, you know what? I don't know. I'll just figure it out. If after lunch, because I figure we'll be there for like 2 hours, right? So if after lunch they want to go, then go home. Terry and I, if we feel like walking around South Coast, we'll do that. If I want to go home and take a nap, I'm going to do that. If they all want a Postmates dinner in, they could do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll be mellow about it.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I just, for some reason this year, I just feel like I definitely want to put on a dress though.
Yeah.
Like I feel like getting dressed. I don't feel like doing the casual thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to wear stilettos, but I feel like getting dressed. I want to have eyelashes on. I want to feel like I'm at a celebration. I definitely would like that.
Yes. Especially after the watered down year of celebrations.
Yeah. And I think we've done a really good job with it, but I don't know. I feel like get adjusted. But I will say, going back to Canyon Ranch for a second, one of the things I absolutely loved, first of all, I have my new favorite Monroe sweats.
These
joggers.
Yeah. That's love a great brand. It's such good quality.
Amazing quality. I love their stuff. So I laid in a new supply and I bought the wrong pants and I love them. These joggers, they're so cute. And I loved not wearing makeup. I mean, I didn't wear makeup the entire time we were there. And it was like just lovely and freeing. And it was so nice.
Yeah. That's good.
I love that. And by the way, even though I bitched a lot about Canyon Ranch yesterday, I have to say like, it was the perfect getaway for us.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. So to spend the money and the time away from work and the family, which is hard. I just, every time I think about booking a trip like that for Craig and I, I'm like, yeah, let's go to a beach in Cabo instead. Like, did it, I mean, cause, but I also like new memories and new experiences that are different. Did it feel good like that?
I'm 1,000% glad we went. If I could go back in time, I would do it again. I wouldn't have had a drink the first day, but I would 100% do it again. And I would have called, knowing what I know now, I would have called before I went, but how could I have known? But I will say, like I said, after we had that initial conversation with the manager, they really did the best they could to accommodate us. And we laughed a lot. We got so much out of it. And, you know, I think that my takeaway from it is that, like, I'm almost like I'm upset with them because it could be A plus. And it has totally has the potential to be A plus. And by the way, maybe some people just like it that way and they like sort of the, you know, antiquated version of that kind of thing. I just think they have an opportunity to be a yes culture and to be a really amazing getaway for people like, you know, that want that kind of experience. But here's what I realized. And my other takeaway is this. What I want is I want to go somewhere where I can go to a luxury hotel and hire a private hiking guide, do our trail run hike things early in the morning, and then be at a resort for the rest of the day.
Right.
Where can you do that?
I don't know. I like that. It's like the best of both worlds.
Terry was like, well, can we go to Hawaii and do that? But what my recollection of hiking in Hawaii, which we've done before, it's incredibly beautiful, but it takes the whole day.
Right. Especially if you do. Yeah.
It's not like a 1 hour, 2 hour thing. You got to drive there.
You gotta drive to it. I'm sure between all the islands, you could figure out something that's like that. You know, first 1/3 of the day adventure and then lunch, resort, relax, tropical.
That's what I'd like to do. I mean, I have to say, like that Amangiri, like I said, in Utah was beautiful. The hiking there is amazing, but I would like something a little more pulsy.
Yes. Especially at night.
You need some, oh, there's nothing to do there.
Really?
No.
See, it doesn't feel too sleepy to me. You gotta, you know, even Las Ventanas, even though it's so gorgeous, sometimes it feels a little sleepy at night.
Well, they always have live music though.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm good with just live music. I don't need to go to a club. I just like, I don't want to sit, like if we want to go to the bar after dinner, I don't want it to be like quiet and dead.
Yes. Needs a pulse for sure.
Needs a pulse. But I think Las Ventanas is really up the game with that, the Arbol restaurant and the live music every night and the speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
They have like stuff going on there.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
I love KiwiCo and so does Coco. It is amazing. KiwiCo believes in the power of kids, that small lessons today can mean big world-changing ideas tomorrow. So they want to kickstart curiosity, creation, and innovation in kids right here, right now. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month, for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. Coco and I got the Doodle Kit, and I'll tell you what I love about it. Not only is it fun and creative, but Coco's never really been a crafty kid. And this was perfect. It was like for all genders and just really fun and hands-on and not overly complicated, but difficult enough for her age group. And I think that's one of the best things about KiwiCo is they really understand your child's ages or stages. And this was the third kit we've gotten. And I have to say each one gets better and better and better. I also love the Explorer kits. Unbelievable. It's really amazing. KiwiCo, they're going to help your kid discover the science behind hydraulics, build, you know, a walking robot, see how high they can make a rocket fly. Everything you need is shipped right to your door. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Plus, KiwiCo does the legwork for you, so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. There's something for kids of all ages, and the best part is watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. There's no telling what a KiwiCo kid can do. Kickstart curiosity, creation, and innovation in kids today and discover a brighter tomorrow. Well, guess what? You're going to get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code WORLD at kiwico.com. That's KIWICO.com. That's 30% off your first month at KIWICO, kiwico.com, promo code WORLD.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
So we're staying at this other hotel in May. Mm-hmm. We're staying at Zadoon.
Okay. In Cabo.
In Cabo. Mike and Nancy are there now. It's a Ritz-Carlton property. I told you, we went there for a drink when we were there last time, and it was really beautiful. The architecture was gorgeous, but I couldn't tell what the pool scene was going to look like. That's why I got that room with the pool. So I don't know, Mike and Nancy, but they said, Nancy texted me last night and said, it's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Isn't it exciting when you find a new place that's great?
Yes. And I like it because we tend to be creatures of habit. I like to have a new experience, like, you know, something different.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're going there. And then Victoria's getting married and I'm going to have no one for help ever again. And then we're going to Idaho in July.
Oh, good. Okay. So what was the latest? The last you told me all the places were booked to stay.
Yeah, we have to stay in a hotel.
And how long are you going for?
Right now I have it booked for a couple of weeks, but I got to just see what the summer brings and I have to see what our shooting schedule is for 7 Year Stitch and that kind of thing. So I gotta figure it out, but I'm planning to go July 1st to something.
Good.
I don't know, a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Super fun.
But everyone's schedules are so crazy and Max is taking a class at BU online, but so she's doing that and Nikki's got an internship and he's taking a class and Kat's working as a CIT. And so there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
But I think it'll be good.
And everybody's going.
Everybody's going.
Love it.
I hope they love it as much as I do. I mean, yeah. It's so beautiful there. And you just, it's like a real checkout. Now that's a great place to go hiking in the morning. And I mean, honestly, when I think about what I just said, Coeur d'Alene's the perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
The hiking's amazing. The community that we're building in, the food is phenomenal. They have a spa. They have pickleball courts. They have tennis courts. I'm so into pickleball. You guys have to play with us.
That's hilarious. I want to.
Would you ever play pickleball?
Yes, I'll play any adventure. You know me, I want 10 adventures a day.
Yeah, I'm not that adventurous, but I do want to play pickleball. Are there pickleball courts around?
I don't know. I've never heard anyone locally playing pickleball.
No, it's a thing. Pickleball is now a thing.
All right. Well, we should find it.
They even play it at school.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, then there's got to be.
Wait, we started talking about something before, and you were saying that school is saying that the kids are wearing masks next year.
Yeah. This morning we had like a state of the school year next year Zoom with the head of school and everybody. And they said, and our school has been more conservative with this than your school. Like with your school after spring break, if you didn't go out of the country, you didn't have to quarantine, right?
Yeah, they have, they follow CDC guidelines and whatever, you know, the state says is appropriate. They do. They've been very good about testing, herd testing, random testings. They've had knock on wood.
Yeah.
They've done an excellent job. We've had very, very few cases of COVID in the school.
No one had to
quarantine. I mean, they ask you certain questions like, were you at high risk activities? Did you this and that and the other thing? But we really didn't. I mean, we flew private to Sedona. We did outdoor activities. We really didn't hang with other people. It was safe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. For me, my perspective, our school has been a little bit too conservative, just kind of like, you know, different things that aren't logical to me, but I get it. And we've had very, very few cases, like, you know, throughout the whole time, only 3 cohorts have had to quarantine at home. There's been no spread on campus. All that is good. But when we went to Maui on spring break, then we had to do homeschool for the week after. They do a 10-day quarantine if you're outside of the state. But on the Zoom this morning, they said they expect masks all year next year, which I can't even imagine. I mean, everything changes so much by the month, how we're projecting that for September. And even during PE and everything else, and I'm just all about the other effects of masks, the health effects, and also the social effects of not seeing expressions and smiles and all that stuff. So it was like a bummer of a call. And I'm just going to chalk it up to, I hope that they have a flexible, you know, mentality. Because yes, they follow the CDC, but there's also that gray area, right? Like how you interpret it and the rules you set. And for me, you know, especially just the mask thing, we're still having masks at PE in September.
I can't even imagine. I'm telling you, after being in an exercise class with a mask on, I felt so, it gave me an even, if I didn't already, you know, appreciate what our kids are going through and everything, it made me really appreciate it. I just cannot imagine them being in PE for much longer. And I agree with you about expressions and smiles. And, but I, yeah, like how can they make a prediction for fall when it's possible that, you know, the majority of people will be vaccinated by then and herd immunity and all of that. And all the staff is, you know, immunized by then. I mean, I if they wanted the staff to continue to wear masks, I think that would be probably okay. Mm-hmm. But even still, I think if it makes sense and if it's safe, that it would be nice for the kids to see their teachers' faces again.
Right, for sure. And hear them better and be able to focus more and not be distracted by all the things. I'm just all about the facts. And I think that the loudest voices at our school about it are the people who are, in my opinion, overly cautious with COVID. So I think that that directs the focus of the school. I don't know. I feel like it gets political. And for me, that's a bummer. I think it should just be based on, you know, facts and what the experts say and what the numbers say.
Yeah.
I just hope it changes by then. I'm really against kids wearing masks when it doesn't make logical sense.
I agree. It's awful. I was watching Coco when I dropped her off this morning. She was walking in and I'm looking at all the kids in the mask. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so used to it that it doesn't really bump me anymore. But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, my God, their poor ears and their little noses all smashed down all day and it's so hard to breathe. And they're just, you know, they acclimate so easily, but man, hard to watch.
They acclimate easily. And that's one of the arguments that the school says. They're like, you know, listen, parents, stop worrying about it. The kids don't mind it. And I'm like, yeah, but first of all, they're not given an alternative, you know? Right. And they aren't old enough to know the effects of it, you know, health-wise. I don't think any of us really know how much, you know, how much and in what ways. And then also the social and the emotional and all that to chalk it up to, well, kids are fine with it, so you should be fine with it, just doesn't settle well with me. What do you think?
I agree. I totally agree. Well, hopefully this summer will bring good stuff. And, you know, hopefully by fall, we'll be in a much better place. I hope so.
Yeah, me too. We need to talk next time we're on the podcast about like different summer things we're going to do. We got to do our Legoland water park again. Totally. Remember that one summer we did like all the things. We did the zoo. We did the Legoland.
Our Lambrusca. I think you're insane for going to Disneyland.
Are you kidding me? I was like, Heather's going to say yes. I sent the text. I'm on Disneyland opening day right away. It's going to be 91 in Anaheim that day. I'm like, shit, she's out.
By the way, opening day, I was already out. And then I looked at the weather, 91 degrees, not going. And they have school. They're almost done. You know, the twins, did I already say this? They're going to be done in 3 weeks.
Away. Yeah, there's
school. Max has an AP exam on May 14th. They're done by the end of May.
See, my kids aren't done until the end of June, but we got lucky. We have a virtual half day on the opening day of Disneyland, which basically it's usually like recorded. Or I was like, okay, and we're out. We're going bright and early Disneyland.
You're not done until the end of June?
No, like mid-June, like June 15th or something, like mid-June. Isn't Coco and Kat, when are they done?
Like June 2nd or something.
Oh, that's early. That's nice.
It is nice. So, you know, and it's good. They're all three kids are going to, the Nikki and Kat are counselors at the camp. Coco's going to go to the camp. We'll go to Idaho for a couple of weeks, but I have a lot of breaks. So we need to plan our Lambrusca.
Yeah. I will not bring too sweet of.
Ah, But we'll do something. So, all right. And then we have to figure out, I have to give you a good idea for Mother's Day, I think.
I know. You got to give me a good plan. My last year for COVID, I loved, we did the backyard and we all did flower arrangements and like cookie decorate. It was just like super mellow and fun COVID style. Like it just naturally worked, but sometimes those things don't work at all. Everyone's like, this is lame. I don't want to do this. It just happened to work. I need like a version of that for this year.
Yeah. And you can't recreate things because you know, you can't go home again. That's why like one of my favorite Mother's Days was 2 years ago when we took the Duffy and we did a little Duffy ride and then we ended at Nobu.
Yes. That's a good one.
That was so fun. It was nice because it was like a little bit of an activity and we all talked. And then by the time we got there, you know, everyone was hungry and it was good. That was sweet. But like, I can't do that again. I really think, I don't know, last year we did at the, obviously at home also, and it was just super easy. And I made, cored out the pineapples and they really did such a sweet job and hung all the pictures on the, on the dining room, on the kitchen table and everything. They did a really nice job, wrote me beautiful cards. They ended up getting gifts, which I didn't expect. And we had a pool day. It was really, really nice pool day. This year, I don't know. This is just what I feel like doing. I want to put on a pretty dress. I want to sit at that Tiffany cafe. I want to eat and drink a little bit. And they can pick at it, not pick at it, do whatever. I want them to fill out my books and that's it.
Yep. I'm telling you, you need to call ahead and get them food.
Yeah, I already spoke to her. I just have to figure out what they can actually accomplish.
Yeah.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Technology is amazing. I mean, our face unlocks our phone. Our phone is barely even used as a phone. We have apps that let us order pizza from yoga class, and we have conversations with our watch. Terry's car can drive him to work. But you know what hasn't changed? Coloring our hair. It's the same. What are the options? You go to a traditional salon, spend lots of time and money, or grab a box of hair color at the drugstore that you know always dries out your hair. But now there's a new way. Madison Reed. It took a strong woman to shake up the hair coloring world, and Amy Arrett did just that with Madison Reed, the company she named after her daughter. And if you're thinking, okay, but how do I match my color? Don't worry. Madison Reed gives you the tools you need so you can color with confidence. Get ammonia-free, multidimensional hair color delivered to your door starting at $22. Visit madison-reed.com. That's madison-reed.com. And now, Heather Dubrow's World listeners get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with code Heather. That's code Heather.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's World.
You're smart in doing those books now. I did those exact same books for my kids last year. And I told Craig and I told the babysitter, like, hey, help them when they need it. And they did, but they were a little young for it. Like this,
they're a little young. That's, by the way, that's why I think that's why I didn't even do it a couple years ago when she gave it to me, because Coco was only 8. Like she's 10 now. She can do it. And it's funny because I was going to give them to Victoria and say, you know, have them do it. But the thing is that I want to give it to each of them myself and say, this is all I want for Mother's Day is for you to fill this out. So do me a favor. You have 2 weeks to do it. It would really mean a lot to me. This is your card. You can write something at the end, in the back, if you want, a little note or something. You can add a picture in the front if you like. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do is fine. But this is all I want. So will you please do it. I mean, I hope that Coco takes it seriously. She'd be the only one I'd kind of worry about, but I don't want someone helping her because you know what happens. That's like when you get those things that they make at school and the teacher writes words on the board, kind, pretty, sweet, fun, grateful, you know, and they fill in like a Mad Libs thing and they fill in whichever word looks easiest for them to write. You're like, oh, my child thinks I'm pretty and sweet.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I want her to do it.
Right. Exactly. That's why you are so smart to do it at this age.
Yeah. I think it's good. I don't think I could wait till next year, right, as the kids are going off to college. But I think this is, I think this is the right year to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to take sort of the pressure off the whole thing. So I don't have to worry about a gift. I don't have to worry about the meal. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about Terry picking up cards from CVS at the last moment and handing it to all of them or whatever. I'm just going to handle it this year.
Smart. Smart. It takes the, I just love taking the expectation out of it. And, you know, we're so specific in what we like. I like making the effort so it's not pressure on anyone else and sets you up for success and not disappointment.
Yeah. And let's be honest, sometimes it's the time where you want to be a little surprised or you want something to do something special for you. I definitely love those times. Yeah. I loved last year when they kind of did their own thing in the middle of the pandemic. That was very cool. I love when sometimes Terry, you know, pulls out a romantic moment. I love that. That's super sweet. But you know what? I told you he rolled his eyes. He's not in the mood. I don't know why. If it was just that one day or if it's just in general, either way, I'm good. He's yep. very generous. He's done amazing. Even though Canyon Ranch wasn't exactly what we thought it was going to be, we had a fantastic time.
Right.
And we needed it. And it was really good for us as a couple. And yep. I'll just say thank you there. And I'll handle Mother's Day.
Right. Smart. I like it. And then next year, you know, it could be different.
I mean, if I were getting the tiara that I wanted...
He gave you a hard no on the tiara.
Oh, I got a hard no on the tiara. Oh, I'm still getting a tiara. Not this year. Someday. I love it. Not that one. That one had pink on it. It was too like, it could have been fake. You know what I mean? Like I need like a, that wasn't the right one for me.
An actual tiara.
I liked the shape of that tiara.
Mm-hmm. It'd be so pretty displayed in your closet too.
I want to wear it. I need a tiara. You may think I'm insane, but there you go.
Not at all.
All right. So I love you. Thank you so much for being here. So appreciate it. And tell everyone how to find you on social media.
Yeah. At Lindsay's Cloud on Instagram or the How to Be Awesome at Everything podcast.
Love you, honey. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love when she's here. That's so fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you didn't think I was too negative about our vacation, but I always want to tell you guys exactly what the experience is. Cause you know, maybe you were going to go there or maybe you're still going there and maybe you can now fix it before you go. Or, you know, I learned something today. I am now going to call before I go anywhere and talk to someone and see what, you know, set my expectation levels properly and make sure, you know, we get the trip that we want. I think we should all do that. And I'm going to call that concierge because I want to help Victoria for her honeymoon. So exciting. All right, you guys. Giveaway almost over. Don't forget, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, say what you love about Heather Dubrow's world. Be a subscriber if you're not one already, and you could be one of the lucky 5 people to win the gift bag with the designer sunglasses and other stuff valued at over $500 a piece. Thank you guys so much for being here, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink, plus shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.